We must be vigilant to resist efforts by forces of secularization to drive religious viewpoints from the public square and to impinge upon our exercise of our faith. Don't worry, those are not my words. Those are the words of William Barr, Attorney General of the United States, which he spoke recently at a talk he was giving to law students at Notre Dame. First, I want to make clear that William Barr and I are not related. I'm sure of it. And even if by some stretch of genetic mishap we were related, I'd deny it. During his talk, Barr makes the specious claim that the ills of modern society are the result of an organized attack by modern secularists to undermine religion. Rather than saying that gun violence is a result of easy access to guns, or that the opioid crisis is the result of big pharma incentivizing physicians to prescribe painkillers, Barr blames the secularists and their allies. Not only is this a myopic understanding of the complex issues that lead to social problems, it also inaccurately presumes that more religion necessarily results in a better society. I'd urge Barr to look at the many problems that religion has left in its wake. The wars that have been fought in the name of religion. The misogyny that has marginalized women in the name of religious tradition. The attacks on the LGBT community in the name of biblical morality. And in religious communities, children have been abused and their abusers have been protected. Clergy have misused their power and financial misdealings in religious institutions have occurred. Barr's suggestion that it is the secularists that have caused problems is trying to divert attention from the fact that the current administration is contributing to the problems that is undermining our society. And oh yeah, did Barr forget about the Constitution, which he has sworn to uphold, that here in the United States of America, there is a separation between church and state? I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and our Jewish Community.org, and as always, thanks for listening.